For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. U.S. President Donald Trump's announced his official recognition of Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel. He's also instructed the State Department to begin the process of moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The decision sparked massive opposition from around the world, except in Israel. The status of Jerusalem remains one of the core issues in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So far, the international community does not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and no foreign countries base their embassies in that city. The U.S. Congress passed the Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995, which required the relocation of the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But all three U.S. presidents before Trump have consistently renewed a presidential waiver to delay the relocation out of consideration for national security interests. Russian President Vladimir Putin's announced that he'll seek a new term in the presidential election next year. Putin was first elected as president of Russia in 2000 and re-elected in 2004. From 2008 to 2012, he served as prime minister. In 2012, he was elected president once again. Russia is scheduled to hold its next presidential election in March. Currently, Putin's approval ratings top 80%, making him largely expected to win by a landslide. Chinese authorities have issued a new document on detailed rules for the implementation of the National Counter-Espionage Law. It stipulates the State Council's State Security Department may decide to restrict certain overseas individuals from entering the country if they're believed to be likely to undermine national security. Meantime, the Security Department may also decide to restrict people from leaving the country if they're suspected of espionage. The new document also says the restriction may apply to such acts as organized plotting or conducting separatist or subversive activities, terrorism, and acts that undermine national security through religion. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said that the country will create more opportunities and make a greater contribution for the world. Xi Jinping made the remarks in a congratulatory letter for the 2017 Fortune Global Forum, which opened in the city of Guangzhou on Wednesday. 1,000 people from political, business, and academic circles are attending the event, which runs until Friday. It's been announced that the South Korean president will pay a state visit to China at the invitation of President Xi Jinping. That'll be Moon Jae-in's first official visit to China since he assumed office in May of this year. The four-day trip will kick off on Wednesday and includes stops in Beijing and Chongqing. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the visit's expected to help improve bilateral relations and help the two sides better communicate and coordinate over the Korean Peninsula issue. China's agreed to provide Zimbabwe with a funding of more than $200 million for infrastructure development projects. The deals are the first to be signed by Zimbabwe's new administration. The funds will be used to expand the Harare Robert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport, build a new Zimbabwe Parliament building, and complete the second phase of Africa's third fastest computing center. Some of the projects were agreed between Zimbabwe and China during President Xi Jinping's visit 2 years ago. Financing of the project will be administered by China Export-Import Bank. China and Japan have wrapped up their latest round of high-level consultations on maritime affairs. Both sides agreed to enhance communication between their defense authorities and made progress on building an air and maritime contact system. They agreed to expand information exchanges to jointly crack down on transnational crime, such as smuggling and drug trafficking. Topics of their discussion in Shanghai also include the East China Sea issue, disposal of marine garbage, and joint maritime search and rescue. The next round of consultations will be held in Japan in the first half of next year. The Chinese embassy in Australia has condemned fabricated news reports by Australian media in recent months. An embassy statement says that some Australian media have repeatedly fabricated news stories about the so-called Chinese influence and infiltration in Australia. It says such reports were made up out of thin air and filled with Cold War mentality and ideological bias, reflecting a typical anti-China hysteria and paranoia. In June, some Australian media reported that China's been attempting to infiltrate Australian politics to promote Chinese interests. The Chinese embassy reiterated that China has no intention to interfere in Australia's internal affairs or exert influence on its political process through political donations. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.